Good morning. It's 7:44 a.m. on Saturday, February 25th, 2017. It is... it is freezing. I'm freezing my butt off out here this morning. My mustache is frozen to my face. It's somewhere, when I left the house, it was somewhere just under 20 degrees. It was like something between 16 and 18 degrees. It may be warmer now. The sun is up. It's beginning to burn through a little bit. It's beginning to offer a little bit of warmth. I'll be looking forward to making the turn eastward so I get to walk with the warmth of the sun in my face, because I'm bundled up. I'm dressed for the weather. I guess I should have worn an extra layer. My legs are warm. My body is cold. The coat across my shoulders is cold. I don't build up a lot of body heat inside the coat, which is not exactly normal. Usually pick up a lot of heat inside. I got both hoods up. I'm trying to keep my head warm. Seems to be working. Head is warm. The rest of me, not so much. Fingers are icy. So, something seems to be going on with my meds. I don't know if it's that I'm not getting enough sleep at night, or if I'm taking the meds too late at night, or the pharmacy has changed vendor for one of them. But it's the third morning in a row I've got up with a strange headache. It's almost like a hangover. It's like a very mild kind of hangover. Yesterday all I did was sort of lay around. I got pretty much nothing of significance done. I did the bare minimum. But I didn't get any words written. By the end of the day, I was just sitting in my chair and napping. I've been walking this morning without music, just trying to be in the moment. it's hard to be anything else. It's just so cold. Thank you. And I'm wondering if the problem I'm having is not, with the story, is not where I think it is. If the problem with the story is not I haven't backed up far enough. If I haven't backed up far enough to find a place where the story goes off the rails. I went back to chop out a bunch of false starts following the latest events. I don't remember if I said what they are, so I'm not going to spoil them in case I decide to keep it. Well, I think it might be this last event, because it was right after this happened that things started going downhill. It's right after this happened that things started being difficult. The story was not flowing. It became wonky. Maybe I need to go back a bit further to find where the thread split away from where I needed it to be. And my hands have warmed up enough now I can put my fingers into the fingers of the gloves without feeling like they were freezing off. When it's really cold, I pull my fingers and thumb in from the glove and keep them all balled up inside the glove, but which helps a great deal because it helps keep them all. I don't lose as much warmth because the fingers are all warming each other like I was wearing mittens. So I've been thinking about this story today as I've been walking along, trying to figure out what is wrong with this? What's going haywire? Because it's a good story. It's the obvious. I mean, that's the problem. It's the obvious next step. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's too predictable. Maybe I'll have to throw it out and start over. No, not really. There's a lot of it that works. There's a lot of it that does exactly what I want it to do. Because one of the things that this book needs to do is show Ishmael making his next steps into recovery, into moving forward with his life. And Ashes does that exactly the way I wanted it to do it. The fact that it's a little bit silly in places is actually what I wanted. And what I'm getting now is I don't want to say too dark, because the other things haven't been really dark. But the story has become less about Ishmael's recovery and the exploration of toehold space, and more about an action-adventure plot, which I am not comfortable with, because that's not... It's not where I want to go. And I don't think it's where the story needs to go. I don't think that's... I think maybe that's the problem. It's not where the story needs to go. That feels good. I am walking east. I've got my face turned to the sun. I'm getting a warmth in my jeans. That's helping to give me a little bit more protection against this ridiculous weather. It's hard to believe that a few days ago it was 70 degrees. The snow is gone. And now here it is. Just a couple of days later, we've got snow again. It's 18 degrees. I don't know what the temperature is going to be for the day. I think they were calling for high 20s. I really had zero motivation for coming up from my walk this morning. Zero, zip. If I hadn't had to take the kid to work, if I hadn't had to get up and put on warm clothes and my jacket and the whole bit, and come outside in the cold anyway, I might not have done it. I might not have been able to force myself outside. To go home and get something to eat. I've had about a half a cup of coffee. I haven't even had a whole cup of coffee this morning. Well, maybe 3/4 of a cup. It's, I was up. Got up at 6. So, yeah, it's been a couple hours I've been awake. But I'm feeling the need for a nap already. I'm almost completely de-energized. I don't want to do anything. Whine. I'm going to get a chicken on today. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to do a crock pot chicken or roast it in the oven. Decisions. How about ADHD has a new, there's a couple of them, I think, a couple of new videos. She's not, I've kind of lost track. I'm not seeing them being posted every Tuesday. They may be, I should go look to see what I've missed. There have been several that have gone, interviews with other people, other YouTubers, doesn't really do it for me. I think there was a video where she and Edward Earl Newton did a kind of question and answer video. Probably should check that out, because Ed's an interesting guy. I've got about... I'm about to make the turn north along the side of the park here. The home stretch, literally heading home, and it's like I don't have enough energy to make this last bit, which is bad, because if I don't make this last bit, I'm just gonna have to lay down here and freeze to death. That ain't happening. I'll get myself into up the pace, get the blood pumping. Snow, there's frost, all the grasses and weeds and stuff all coated with frost. There's little sparklies in the snow because it was just so cold. It was really quite cold overnight. It was down like 12. The official Greeley temperature is still only like 11. Which is normal, which is February, which is what I would expect. About ADHD had a video of self-care, when what to do when things aren't going well. It was taken from a list somebody put out a couple years ago, and it's like, no, I'm not all right. There's some good stuff in it. There's some really good stuff in it. It's like, have you eaten? Have you taken a shower? If it's daylight and you're dressed, is it night and you can't sleep? Is it, take a shower. If you've had a shower in the last 24 hours, not take a shower. Basically, it's good brain science, as far as I know, as far as I can tell, because it disrupts the spiral. It disrupts the... It disrupts the negative downward spiral that people, particularly ADHD, those who struggle with chronic depression, have to deal with. It's very difficult to find a positive thing, find something to do that will help. When all you want to do is lay on the couch and stare at the ceiling. So there's a bunch of good stuff there. Anyway, I am at the back gate. I made it. Tomorrow's another day. I'll be thinking about it all. I'll talk to you then.